Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
So apparently I have to turn the mic on.
That helps.
New thing. What you guys do here on Friday? God damn it. Anyway, 602, 60 degrees right now. Beautiful morning. The Motor City, everybody cleaning up for the Grand Prix weekend. Detroit looked pretty. It was downtown Saturday night after the race. Cruising down Woodward, all the new buildings lit up. The queue line went by. It was working. Nobody was blocking the track.
That's a first.
I know. It was just like, I was driving around. My friend's like, man, is it always like this? Like, yes.
Yeah, just keep the lies going. Because every time I'm down on Woodward, there's some idiot that's blocking the queue line track. And you see the tow truck coming.
One time we were there, and the guy was yelling at the queue line, what do you want from me? I'm like, move your car, dude. That's all he's asking. Like, me. What do you want from me? We'll get a lot this morning. Real quick, the Bob Seger Saturday, the Super Saturday thing, was insane. It was worldwide. There were people listening all over the world. And I got up like, well, I'd still been, had a couple of beverages. So it was like 1:30 in the morning.
So you mean when you went to bed?
Yeah, right around then. We stayed up till midnight. My buddy and I, we listened to it. And then we kept going. And then like, I'm on doing the thing you did with the U-Pick. I got in a fight with somebody. There must be somebody. They want a Jody girl, and I want a 2+2. And I sat there for the better part of 50 minutes like, I'm going to get
I told you, it's addictive.
It was, I stayed up another half hour. Everyone went to bed, and I'm like, I'm going to get 2+2 on the show. Finally did. Yeah. That's pretty empowering.
Isn't that fun? Yeah. I love Julene's lunchtime because of that, because you can pick the songs that you want to hear at lunch.
Absolutely.
And you do. You get into a click war with someone on the internet.
Because that's what we want to do, is have more people fight on the internet.
What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got, Aaron?
It's a pair of passes to see the movie Hereditary at any participating AMC theater. The movie opens June 8th and is rated R, but it is supposed to be incredibly scary.
Toni Collette, you know she is there. She's in it. And everything I've seen, when the trailer scares the crap out of you, you know it's a good movie. Do you like those kind of ones where they're not jump scared, the ones that stress you out kind of scary?
Those are my favorite kind of scary movies. Yeah. But apparently she's like the matriarch of her family the matriarch of the family passes away. That's the whole premise of the film. So they start to unravel these cryptic messages and secrets about their family.
It looks really good. Yeah, I'm telling you, man. They call these art house. I think the term was art house horror films. You remember like a couple of years ago they all started? Yeah, this is one of those that definitely freak you out. So what are we taking? Caller 31?
Yep, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
Okay, coming up in sports.
Oops, at the Grand Prix.
So you could say we had a J.R. Smith moment at the Grand Prix yesterday.
You could say that.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Well, shush! Shush!
We're debating about stuff right now.
I can tell. They're like, hey, Ryan. Oh, nice lady boy producer in the other room. Mahayim. 6:12. It's Monday. We're having fun. Big Jim's house. Here's Aaron V. Sports. Ryan.
And it's brought to you by Rood. Right now, when you purchase a Rood high efficiency system from your local Rood dealer, you'll receive a free air cleaner, a $600 value for a dealer near you. Visit Rood.com. That's Rood.com.
What's going on, Sports? Ryan.
We were talking about Tito's Pick'em Challenge for Belmont.
I know.
The Detroit Tigers will select the contact of right-handed pitcher Drew Vergehagen. Verhagen? Vergehagen, what the hell's wrong with me?
Yeah, welcome to the Drew Vergehagen. He's going to go out and throw the fastball.
Well, anyhow, he's starting.
Tim Conway, Drew Vergehagen.
He's starting game one of today's day-night doubleheader against the Stankies. First pitch, 1:05. Second game will start at 7:05. The doubleheader is a makeup of two games that were rained out during the team's first series in April. Yesterday, the Cats lost against the Blue Jays 8-4, but they did take two out of the three-game set. Ryan Hunter-Reay won the race two of the Chevrolet Duel in Detroit, taking over the lead when teammate Alexander Rossi slid off the track at a turn with about seven laps to go. It was Hunter-Reay's 17th career Indy win, but his first since Pocono in 2015. Now, the race Sunday was delayed over a half hour because the pace car, driven by General Motors executive Mark Roos, crashed during a pace lap.
The pace car spun and hit the wall, exiting the pit lane off of that hump that comes off onto the racetrack. You see the safety team is there with the pace car and its occupants. Just bizarre.
Yeah, it was. That's one way of looking at it.
$123,000 into the wall.
Yeah, Mark Rice, he must be so proud this morning.
Well, if you want to see the crash for yourself and the pics of this demolished Corvette, just text the keyword garage to 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone. In hockey, the Capitals beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-1 Saturday to take a 2-1 lead in the best of seven. Game four tonight, puck drops at 8. Golden State Warriors beat the Cavs in game two. Steph Curry pouring in a finals record 9 three-pointers, 33 points he finished with. That series will resume Wednesday night. And Tito Santana is back with Picking the Ponies, which means you can win tickets to Star Wars The Power of Costumes at DIA. All that you need to do if Ryan ever gets it figured out.
Hey, Ryan, did you figure it out yet?
No.
Is that figured out? Okay.
Okay.
We'll be up there soon.
Wait like 10 minutes and then text the keyword Tito to 248-398-9279. And we will send the 2-pound Chihuahuas Belmont Steaks picks right to your phone. And if you beat or tie, you could win.
Who's pitching for the Tigers tonight? Who came up?
Drew Verhagen.
Nerfing you.
Smorgasbord.
I'm Mariam Pembo, along with the Swedish chef. They feed me bird, they feed me the goose. Hey. CSX, Big Jim's House, 640, 60 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We'll let our millennial in the studio here. We're talking about crashing your car, because what happened yesterday out of Belle Isle was pretty damn entertaining. Here's how it went.
The pace car spun and hit the wall, exiting the pit lane off of that hump that comes off onto the racetrack. You see the safety team is there with the pace car and its occupants. Just bizarre.
Yeah, it was. So here's the question for everyone. 248-398-WCSX. Other than another car, what have you hit with your car? Because I'm pretty sure it's the first time I've seen somebody snap hook a ZR1 and stick it into a wall on a pace lap.
Mark on a global stage, too, yeah. Which makes it even worse.
And Mark Royce he's with General Motors, a big, big level executive, race car certified. I've seen him race cars before. It's not like he didn't know what he was doing. But when it did that, people went on social media yesterday and said, that's what you get for making the Pontiac Aztec. He was responsible for that back in the day, if you remember that car.
Then it's only fair.
And they even changed his Wikipedia page like within 3 minutes. That said, he wrecked a pace car, and he's still a better driver than Marco Andretti. That's what it said on Wikipedia. I'm like, damn, you guys are quick, man. So, other than another car, what have you hit?
Deer.
Yeah, Michigan, I'd imagine, yeah. 248-398-WCSX. How many times? You hit him once, though, right?
I hit two at the same time.
You hit two deer at the same time?
Yeah, going up to Sault Ste. Marie on I-75. You know that long stretch between the bridge and Sault Ste. Marie?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm driving and I'm getting close to Sault Ste. Marie and I see three deer on this side of the road and two deer on this side of the road. And I'm thinking, okay, which group of deer is going to run? And it was the two deer that ran and they ran right into my car.
Ow.
So technically, I didn't hit them. They hit me.
Right. Your Honor.
And then they got up and ran away. I was really upset about it. Bits of my car were falling apart. I just went to McDonald's and got a McChicken.
Do you think the deer was it? I didn't hit the car. She hit me. You're like, look, I shouldn't have been
standing there.
All right, Ryan, you were walked in the studio and we just asked our producer, Ryan, we said, so what about that? And then he started to tell this story about, is this your sister?
Yeah, because I can't remember me hitting anything. But when we were little, I believe right as she got her license, she jumped in my dad's truck in the garage to take off. And as the story I know it as, she just hit the gas and went straight through our garage right into our family room. And we just saw the couch go shooting across.
Is this Kelly?
No, Megan.
Megan, okay.
Saw the couch just go shooting across over almost back onto the back deck.
Oh, my God.
Through the other wall.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. In honor of the pace car wrecking yesterday at Belle Isle during the Detroit Grand Prix, what have you hit with your car other than another car?
Now, if you want to see the video of the pace car crashing, we have it posted. All that you need to do is text the keyword garage to 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone.
Again, we need to, absolutely, but we need to clarify this, that this really wasn't his fault, that we have the audio from one of the drivers talking to his crew chief before the race.
All right, well, we're still under a caution. I want you to back out on that track and hit the pace car.
Hit the pace car?
Hit the pace car!
What for?
Because you hit every other damn thing out there, I want you to be perfect.
See, not his fault. It's probably Hinchcliffe. 248-398-WCSX. Other than another car, what have you hit with your car?
There is no dark side in the moon, really.
There is no pace car crashing.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 651. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're talking about the pace car crashing out of the Detroit Grand Prix yesterday. So the question at 248-398-WCSX, you can call or text. Other than another car, what have you hit with your car? The text messages are flying in this morning. People are on it today.
Somewhere on Constitution Boulevard in Sarasota, Florida, there is a palm tree that grows at a 45-degree angle because me and my little javelin knocked it over one night at 3 o'clock in the morning. But then he goes on to say, I'm the guy that's always getting hit. I've been rear-ended 3 times, and they can never get the car. They always have to hit one of my nice muscle cars instead of my crappy car.
Right.
A Barracuda, rear-ended twice. 79 Camaro, right out in front of work, totally wiped out the rear corner. He says, some days it just doesn't pay to get out of bed. Ed says, I hit a tarp from a roll-off trailer on I-94 at 65 miles per hour, did a 180 spin, ended up backwards on the inside of the cement wall.
Whoa! Really? How did, man, 248-398-WCSX. I was hit by a sheet of ice once on 75. A couple years ago.
We had off a truck?
Off a van, off a minivan. And I actually ducked, and I don't know how it didn't go through the front windshield. I was, you know, I'm big guy anyway, so but I was flat. I didn't pop my head up probably for 20 seconds, and I was doing 70 on I-75.
That's terrifying.
I have no idea. Oh, yeah. I actually got off the freeway there and just sat there for a little bit, kind of reeling it in. Although, so far this morning, our producer Ryan shared a story that his sister basically drove her car through the house, in the garage, and into the living room. That's a tough one to top. But
I can't tell. I hit deer.
You hit deer. But this guy actually, Mark Royce from General Motors, hit a wall during the pace lap.
The pace car spun and hit the wall exiting the pit lane off of that hump that comes off onto the racetrack. You see the safety team is there with the pace car and its occupants. Just bizarre.
Isn't it, though? Just bizarre.
Hey, if you want to see it, we'll send it to you. 248-398-9279. Keyword garage.
And he did the guy thing. He got out of the car and looked at it and went, huh. I did that. CSX, Big Jim's house, 701. Big Jim and the producer Ryan this morning. We're talking about what happened at the Detroit Grand Prix. If you want to see the pace car wrecking before the race began, we'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, is
garage. We'll send it right to your phone.
Hector. Now, we're talking about this. What happened is the pace car actually wrecked all on its own before the race even began. It just turned left and right there on turn two and decided to hit the wall really, really hard. So other than another car, what have you hit with your car? You've hit deer. We had people text in about getting hit with, what was it? A tarp. Somebody with a palm tree. Producer Ryan's sister hit their house with the car. Hector, go ahead. What do you got?
When I was a teenager, I bought my first sports car, Smokey and the Bandit, 1977 Trans Am.
Oh, nice.
And I was telling my buddy, watch the acceleration on this. So I gunned it. Then I watched how quickly it brakes. So I hit the brakes, lost control, went up the curb, and smacked right into the front porch of somebody's house. And my headlights were beaming right at their front door. At about 4 in the morning, and we see him kind of start opening the door up and started her back up, put it in reverse, and took off. Shortly after that, they started putting big boulders in front of their house so nobody would run into their front porch anymore.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about it's like, remember Fast Times at Ridgemont High when they wrecked his car? He's like, my dad can fix it. He's a plumber. He's got an awesome set of tools.
Yeah. Great movie.
Oh, my God, dude. Hector, that's awesome, brother. Thanks for calling.
All right, no problem.
Thanks for listening, too. We appreciate it, man.
No problem. Thanks, man.
Have you noticed that nothing good happens in a car after you say, watch this?
Always. That's with anything.
That's like the hold my beer of the automotive world. I guarantee you the guy for GM goes, watch this, and hit the power on that car. CSX, Big Jim's house, Bob Seger there. Bob Seger all over the place Saturday, man. That was so much fun for Seger Saturday, the U-Pick stuff, Aaron. Nonstop. And it was interesting because everywhere we went Saturday, I mean, you hear the same thing people just walking up talking about. Because there were people like, you guys are going to play Jody Girl. Then you hear Jody Girl. You guys have never played 2+2. You hear 2+2. So
I tried to stay off of the U-Pick'em thing online, to be honest, because I just get angry.
We're stacking the songs. It was really cool, and you guys were amazing. I looked. We are almost at 13,000 likes on the Make Bob Seger Boulevard page. Everyone's just fantastic. The bet, of course, if you missed it on Saturday, 24 hours of Seger. Our program director, JT, paid off his bet. It was cool. It was cool to listen to. And then I was on Channel 7 at the Grand Prix on Saturday to kind of do the pre-race thing for the garage page, right? So I had made a bet with myself that I was going to work in three Bob Seger references while I was on the air at Channel 7. And I got them all in. And the third one was kind of a stretch, but I think this worked. This is actually how it went on Channel 7.
What you're seeing today is the Chevrolet drivers, the Penske drivers, for them, they have to kind of stop, turn the page on this one, and realize that the whole track, the schedule is even now. I mean, they've got everything reset. There's excitement. I've met people here that have come like, I don't know, I met somebody who was like 12 hours out of Mackinac City, and they came here just for the race.
Woo! Got that third one in there. The cameraman gave me a high five because he knew what I was doing. I don't think Brad Galley and Carolyn Clifford had any idea.
Probably not.
They do now. Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard about it. Coming up next, speaking of the Grand Prix, the pace car took out a wall. We'll explain what happened next. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 713, 59 degrees. A little windy out there, but nice. Nice, beautiful day yesterday at Belle Isle, wasn't it? Getting ready for the Grand Prix, watching it live on ABC and tuning in to watch the start of the race, and then the pace car did this.
The pace car spun and hit the wall, exiting the pit lane off of that hump that comes off onto the racetrack. You see the safety team is there with the pace car and its occupants. Just bizarre.
Yeah, it was. It's so funny. The thing that was interesting, too, was a lot of people thought it was the pace car driver.
They thought it was Oriel Servia.
It was not.
And it was not.
It was.
He ended up driving the backup pace car, though, the remainder of the day, which is probably a wise decision.
At 12 miles an hour to make sure nothing bad happened to it. This is a Corvette ZR1 that they stuck into the wall. Now, if you want to see this, 248-398-WCSX keyword.
Garage.
The person that was driving it was Mark Royce, one of the executives from General Motors. Yeah, he was the one that snap hooked it. It's crazy.
But he also designed the Aztec, so.
Yeah, a lot of people on Twitter said yesterday, that's karma for designing, that's payback for the Pontiac Aztec, Mark. 248-398-WCSX. So the question we're throwing out is, other than another car, what have you hit with your car? You hit two deer at once. I don't know anyone who's done that, Aaron.
Well, how many tickets did I get in one day, too? So.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything is possible.
Aaron tends to go big. It's like, if I'm going to do this, we're going to go big.
Go big or go home.
Producer Ryan told us his sister actually drove her car through the garage and into the living room, hit the gas instead of the brakes. We had Hector call up. He hit the gas and said, watch this. And then they went through somebody's porch over in Rochester Hills. 248-398-WCSX. With some text coming in?
Yeah, Brennan got in touch and says, a door came loose on a truck transporting hot dogs on 696, and I plowed into a crate of ballparks. Can you imagine just hot dogs going all over the highway? Just hitting the windshield, bam.
I'm thinking like The Birds, that movie The Birds, yeah. But hot dogs, you're in a... What's going on? Oh, what does your car smell like after you've been hit with a bunch of wieners like that?
I have an idea.
I probably could have said that a better way. Yeah, we'll rephrase that the next time we mention that.
No one wants to get hit with a bunch of wieners, just saying.
Hey, the phones are lighting up. Okay, moving forward. John and Warren, good morning, buddy.
I hit a 7-Eleven.
What?
Wait a minute. Okay, you hit a 7-Eleven.
I was 16 years old, driving my 1972 Country Squire LTD station wagon, and hit the 7-Eleven on Allen Road in Melvindale. Coming home from work, my brakes went out when I pulled in a lot and room right through the two doors right into the cashier. Not cashier, but you know what I mean, the cash register.
So the question, what size Slurpee did you get? I mean, you're there. You might as well have got a Slurpee, right?
Yeah. Poor Lou, the guy that owned the place, man, the look on his face when I was coming through that window was something else, I tell you. And then, get this, 2 weeks later, my buddy Bill drove through the same store.
Wow.
No lie. That was crazy. 2 weeks later. But I tell you what, guys, you know, I drive an hour and 15 minutes to work every day, and you guys make it seem like 15 minutes. Thank you so much for the great job you do and making me laugh every morning.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 726. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 59 degrees right now. Getting about, what, low 70s? Windy, nice out, though. Nice day. Good weekend for doing some garage sailing. Aaron saw some garage sale signs that I've never seen before.
My husband pointed this out to me. We went to dinner yesterday, and on the way back, we're coming down Hall Road to M59, and there's a, right by Shaner, there's a, like, complex of a bunch of different houses.
Yeah, it looks like a subdivision thing.
Yeah, okay. And there's about 50 signs out there, and there's a giant pink sign, And he goes, read this sign. And I look at it and I go, does that say what I think it says? And he goes, what does that even mean? So we stopped and took a picture of it and we posted it on the Big Jim's House Facebook page. It's a retired uterus sale.
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-927. What does this mean? What does this mean?
Now, I'm thinking that this person is done having children, so they decided to sell all the baby items, you know, like strollers, cribs, clothing.
But it's not really a warm way to announce that. You know, it's not like, you know, honey, we've had a wonderful parenting period of our life, but we're done with this now. Nope, the uterus is retired. We're done. Bob. I put the sign up out in the neighborhood. Is that for the garage sale? Sure. We'll go with that.
You can't miss it either because it's pink. It is a giant fluorescent pink sign.
Man, you got to see this picture. Tell you, I guarantee it's on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. We'll put that up on Twitter as well. But that's it, right? I mean, they're done. So I would assume it's baby clothes.
I'm hoping, or it's not a divorce.
Oh, my God. Never thought about that. That could be kind of awkward. You guys getting rid of kids? No, I'm getting rid of Bob. Did you not read the sign?
Oh, we're done having fun time. It's
Bye.
Over.
Yeah, Bob. CSX. Hi, CSX.
Hi. Regarding the uterus sale.
Yes.
I was wondering, it sounds like it comes with a detached garage.
Okay, it's not a uterus sale.
It's a retired uterus sale.
It's a garage sale sign. It's on our Facebook page. You saw it yesterday, right?
Yesterday on Hall Road.
It's got to be a mom thing, right? I mean, like selling baby clothes.
That's what I'm hoping.
Or the creepiest house in the neighborhood, man. I would not go there for Halloween. Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron, big producer Ryan. I think Ed had the best text of the morning so far about the... Explain once again the sign that you saw, Aaron.
Okay, so we're driving home from dinner last night, and there's a subdivision, and it has all these garage sale signs out front.
Yeah, subdivision sales. We do those, absolutely.
Coming down Hall Road, my husband goes, that's an interesting sign. So we slow down to look, and it says, retired uterus sale.
Now, the picture's on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. It's got to be baby clothes, but Ed had the best text this morning.
He says, I hope she got a gold watch when she retired.
Yes! Yes! Ed, well played.
Yes! Yes!
Well, this all kind of falls under the same umbrella what's going on here in the Motor City. It has been a weird weekend. There's some strange stuff going on in the Motor. Detroit's always kind of weird. I mean, we had the pace car crash yesterday at Belle Isle for the Grand Prix. And Mark Royce from GM snap-hooked the car and stuck it into a wall before the race ever began. We'll send you that video. The keyword for that is...
Garage.
And then Friday, we found out that a gentleman had put up a picture of something was stolen from him here in Detroit. And, you know, things get stolen in Detroit. Let's own it. I mean, we have an issue with that. But they stole his...
Porch. His whole entire porch.
His entire porch.
And it wasn't like a wood porch.
It's like a brownstone, right? The two-story one. So you walk out, you're pretty much on the second story, and then you go down your steps. That's your porch.
It was a cement porch.
They took the whole porch. They stole his porch. You have to see this. He's like, man, you can't have blank in Detroit. We'll send it to you as well. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is...
Porch.
Porch. What have you had stolen? Because I don't know anyone who's ever had... I've never been sitting around my buddies and he goes, man, I remember the one time someone stole my porch. I can't... I'm just racking my brain. I've had tennis shoes stolen off my porch before.
We've had bikes stolen.
Yeah, I mean, things. You had your... Well, someone took your...
Snow shovel this past
winter. Snow shovel. But it's the damnedest thing. They stole... We're not making this up. They stole his porch. They took it. Here's my theory. I have a theory behind this. There's this crime boss, and he told the people to go out, and they came back and say, hey, we did what you got. Did you get it? Yeah, I got it, man. It's right here. We got you a porch. He's like, no, I said Porsche, not a porch. Porsche. Porsche. It's a car. Ah, that makes more sense. I didn't know why you wanted a porch. Doesn't it? It's like something like, hey, Muggsy, we stole a porch. What do you do with it? Is there a black market for porches that we're not aware of?
That had to be how it had to go down, though, because you don't just...
There's nobody on Jefferson like, hey, lady, you want to buy a porch? I can get you. You open up your big... How big is the trench coat to hide the porch under when you show somebody?
Well, how do you steal that and not get caught, though? Like, somebody would have to hear you out there, like, breaking up cement or something. And if you're in the house, how do you not know they're stealing your porch? Because wouldn't it move your house?
We have questions about this. We're concerned. You can see it. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
porch.
Porch, okay? Don't let people steal your porch, Detroit. This is where we draw the line as a city. Enough's enough. Quit stealing porches. Tired of you people with your porch stealing. It's an epidemic in our city. Well, it happened once that we're aware of.
That we're aware of. You know damn well it happened more than once. Just
no way. No, it has never happened before. There is no way. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Congrats, Al from Brighton, our Cedar Point winner. We'll do those every morning this week, right around 7:50, between 7:45, 7:50. Depends how organized we are. Which, based on normal days in the show, between 7:45 and 7:50.
Give that window. Yeah, open the window. Make it larger.
If we say reservations for 6, we mean 6-ish, okay? Just ballparking it there. But now we need players for Battle of the Burbs because, my God, we have a huge prize for this.
Oh, it is. I'm very excited about this. It's a pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler at the Soundboard at Motor City Casino Hotel on June 27th. And you get to have dinner at the Assembly Line Buffet.
Yeah, you'll qualify for that as well, the night of the show. So tickets on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster locations. But we need three players this morning.
We need somebody from the west side, someone from the east side, and someone from downriver. And west side has been killing it.
Downriver won the last one. East side's been, you guys have
no,
been
on
stumped.
Friday.
West side won again?
West side won again.
Yeah, baby. You can't blame me because I wasn't even here on Friday.
No, it's fine. I blamed you. You weren't here, but it's
thanks.
Fine.
Okay. So the last song we were playing, I was thinking about this, is, you know, party music, because there was a, you would play that at parties, right? I mean, you know, that Nazareth gets you in the good party mood.
Yeah.
And when you're out there partying, you like to dance on the dance floor and you get out and dance. And maybe some guys like to get out and show off. If you haven't heard about this, this happened at a party over the weekend in Denver.
Tonight, the FBI says it's reviewing this incident that began with an agent cutting loose on the dance floor. But as he goes for the backflip, it's his handgun that slips loose, falling to the floor. It gets worse when he picks it up, accidentally firing, hitting a man in the crowd at a Denver nightclub.
Just have a party shot, says inside the bar. Party shot in the leg.
Take another look. As he reaches down, you can see that muzzle flash. The agent holsters the handgun as the crowd backs away.
Saying the gun went off from someone's pocket.
We're out with the subject with the firearm.
Police took the FBI agent in for questioning early Saturday morning, later turning him over to a supervisor.
Wow.
What an idiot.
He had the gun in the back, just like tucked in his back pocket, like, I don't know. And then he went to do a backflip. The gun flies up over him, lands on the ground, and then when he reaches down to grab it, it goes off. He shot someone in the leg. They're okay, but he still got shot in the leg, so you're not that okay.
So there's this thing on guns called safeties.
Never heard of it. Never heard of
obviously,
it.
Obviously, he didn't either.
It's not my fault. Somebody said, you want to do shots? And I'm like, sure. It's a party. Not with your gun. That's not what they mean. Oh. He did say my bad, though, afterwards, so it's all okay.
Oop.
You shot me. My bad. Oop.
Rocks!
East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
This is Battle of the Burbs. Time to play Battle of the Burbs.
Here she is, April Hudson. Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 61 degrees, we got our players on the phone for Battle of the Burbs. Everybody ready to go?
Yes, this is Buff Wayne. West side.
Dean from Roseville, east side.
Oh my God, everyone's so organized today. This is awesome.
I love
it. This is a good thing, Aaron. Here we go.
But we didn't hear from Ray.
Ray in Downriver.
There you go. All right.
All right, here we go. We got our three players.
It's
Nady.
Like the mayor going, you watch your ass, Ray in Downriver. I'm listening for you.
I know, Ray, you messed it up. Just saying. All right, Nadine, you're representing the east side. Do us proud. Ray, you're representing downriver. Bob, the west side. Nadine, if you know the answer, you will yell out east. Ray, you will yell out down. Bob, you will yell out west. Do not answer until Ryan calls on you, and make sure you're loud, okay?
Okay.
First right, question. We're ready. Go.
This children's show featuring a big bird lost a court
west
battle.
Side. West.
West. We're going to call on Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Sesame Street.
There it is. Yep. Yes. Question number two. This band, finally played Mr. Roboto live on stage for
West
the first
time. West.
West. Bob for the win. Who is it?
sticks.
Domo Arigato, West Side is on fire.
Wow. Woo.
It's never a doubt.
Oh, he's talking smack now, Aaron.
Right, Bob, I think because of that, I'm going to give your prize to somebody else.
No, we're not doing that.
Right.
We're not doing that. Congratulations, you've won a prize from the retired uterus sale that we were talking about earlier. No, you got a pair of tickets, man. You're going to be going to see Steven Tyler at Soundboard June 27th.
Sounds great. You guys are the best.
Thank you. Nadine, thanks for playing this morning.
Sure. I had fun. Thank you.
Do you want to say sorry to Aaron or anything representing the East Side?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Aaron. I tried.
You did fine, Nadine. It's okay. I'm not angry at you.
You know, what you need to blame is the person who wrote the questions. Oh, wait. That's Aaron.
I knew him.
See?
I just wasn't quick enough.
Because she fed them to you ahead of time. We know what's going on here.
If I would have fed the questions to Nadine, she would have won. Just saying.
I would have.
Be careful when you get home, Nadine. Aaron may steal your porch. All right? Uh-oh. Hold on, Bob.
Way to go, West Side.
Yes! All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSF.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 821, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're sitting in the studio trying to figure this story out. If you've ever snuck into a show, we would love to hear from you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Windsor Star had this. Slayer was playing a concert venue on the shores of Lake Ontario. Holmes, right? You told me that this morning.
Yes.
Angel.
If you want to remember the five Great Lakes, remember right. Holmes. Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
See, she learned that. Thank you, Mike Clemens. So the guy, Slayer's performing at this concert venue, the shores of Lake Ontario. Security guards kicked the dude out of the show. So what? A lot of people get kicked out of shows. This dude was so determined to re-enter, he jumped into Lake Ontario in hopes of swimming around the venue and up to the Budweiser stage. Fans were cheering when they realized what he was doing as the man paddled towards a life preserver. He was not allowed to re-enter. He didn't make it. They should have let him in. That's a lot of work.
But it gets better. You ready?
Yes.
Slayer guitarist Gary Holt was impressed by his efforts and tried to persuade the venue staff to let him back in.
Why didn't they let him in?
And the law won, and he got booted again.
So he got kicked out twice after jumping in Lake Ontario.
Yeah. The best part about the whole thing, though, the guy, his quote, the guy who tried to sneak in says, "I had my camouflage hat on, so I thought that might help and they wouldn't see me."
Right, see, now, yeah, you're done. We were rooting for you until you said that. You had to open your mouth, man. Seriously? All right. We do not encourage people swimming across the Detroit River for rocking on the riverfront. I mean, hell, it's free. You feel you got to come over, just go over the bridge. Don't do that. I was wearing a camouflage hat, and I thought I could sneak through the water.
That's what he said, I swear. Says I was trying to be incognito.
Right. Richie incognito, maybe, but my God. All right. 248-398-WCSX. You ever sneak in a concert? DSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And Monday, a couple weeks left, winding down. I saw some of the seniors are already graduated from some of the high schools. We were out at lunch on Friday, and there were seniors, high school kids milling about. And I'm like, what's going on? Oh. Seniors are already out of school.
Well, I told you yesterday the amount of people that were having graduation dinners. They had come from graduation ceremonies, yeah. And they all had their caps and gowns on.
Well, they're not the only people who celebrate. Teachers celebrate as well. I'm married to a school teacher.
Can you blame them?
No.
Celebrating.
So this one teacher went on YouTube, and she did a rap about school ending to Vanilla Ice. See what you think.
To the extreme, I rest up for the next year, wishing my students a year of no fear. Dance. Have fun while it lasts. These next few months will fly by fast. Listen, when you make a decision, anything less than the best is demolition. Love it, believe it, you better have fun. If it was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Schools. Oh, yeah.
Oh, she finished it with, oh, yeah, though.
She had it going for a hot minute.
She was going okay for a while. Then it kind of, the wheels came off towards the end of it. But anyway, that was her rap song. So now teachers are even rapping about the end of the school year. Did you have a teacher ever mailed it in at the end of the year?
I had a teacher that mailed it in for, like, my whole high school career. You just show up and watch movies for 4 years. Loved it.
Well, you have to learn. That's how you do that one. We had a substitute teacher that we were pretty much convinced drank vodka and orange juice all the time when he came in. He would just have the mimeographed, when you came in, he'd go, take one, sit down, shut up. That was it, man. Never said a word for the rest of the class. We'd watch him with his thermos. That was it.
Is there one teacher that was just like the best teacher ever, though? Like, not because they were super attractive and you had the hots for them, but just because they were just an amazing teacher.
Mr. Olenich, I told you, the sociology teacher, this guy was a fill-in dude for 1 year, and he was teaching us about personal boundaries, and he came in wearing a suit of armor, a real suit of armor. Walked down the, clank, clank, clank down the hall. We were like, what the hell's going on?
And you remember that.
Oh, always. I'll always remember him. The level he went to. He was a fantastic teacher. He was there for 1 year. He was a sub. We were so bummed that he didn't get the job. We all thought he'd get the job. He didn't get the job. And he's now appearing at Renaissance fairs, throwing hammers and wearing a turkey leg or whatever you have to do there.
You mean eating a turkey leg?
No, it was a lesson I don't talk about. TSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Want to say hi to Teresa and Lindsay. Terry Submarines, 15 Mile on Gratiot in Clinton Township. They actually build real full-size submarines that you can take underwater. We're really excited about that. No, it's the sandwiches. See if you're listening there. Anyway, National Cheese Day, as Aaron and I both believe every day should be
Cheese Day.
Absolutely. It's National Cheese Day in here.
Let's see. I have string cheese.
By the way, you got to quit putting a towel in your bag of food that you bring in the morning because it looks like you're bringing in sweat socks.
No, it is a...
What is that?
It's a gift for Christian Motorcycle Association, right? Okay. But you know how I bring in the egg crackers every day?
Yeah.
I have to wrap the egg in something so it doesn't break in my lunch bag.
I will take a picture and put it on our Facebook page. I swear to God, it looks like you have sweat socks in a Ziploc bag. I don't know why.
No.
And I don't want to know. I'm just telling you it's how it looks.
It's not, though. Look.
It's radio. They can't see this, Aaron.
I'm showing it to you so you stop calling it sweat socks.
I'm saying it looks like sweat socks. Okay, moving forward. Okay. Jolene's coming in next. Actually, Dahmer's coming in next by the time we get done with this break. top 10 comfort foods according to Ranker. You said you knew two of them. Go.
Mac and cheese.
That's number six. And the number one is?
String cheese.
No, not on there.
Pizza.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. You can't just repeat what I said. No wonder you spent 4 years in that. That's why the teacher showed all the damn movies over and over. We were talking about earlier. He's like, I'm not dealing with her. Yeah, grilled cheese, number one, comfort food.
I believe that.
Do you have do you have a type of cheese you can't eat? I remember when I was younger, I couldn't eat blue cheese. But now, like, blue cheese and wings, I'll kill it.
I still can't do the blue cheese.
Really?
Can't do blue cheese. I like feta, though. I'm on a feta kick right now.
Are you?
I got to put feta on everything. I made omelets this weekend with feta. Feta and bacon.
You should bring some in that sweat sock that you carry around.
It's not a sweat sock.
It's a sweat sock. Sweat sock.
Whatever.
Okay. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe.
No, Aaron will be back. Jim might be.
We'll have more tickets for Steven Tyler, who's going to be in town at the end of this month, solo at Motor City. That's going to be huge. Cedar Point passes. We have to talk about marrying brides and marriages. Detroit is number 3 in the country on the Bridezilla list.
That is so believable.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't worn a wedding gown in years.
No, it is very believable.
Man. All right. Well, we'll get into that tomorrow. Jolene is coming to next. Take care of yourself. Again, thanks for all the support this weekend for Bob Seger Saturday. You guys made that possible, and we forwarded all the just tons of emails and comments. Everything went to the Ann Arbor School Board to hopefully make Bob Seger Boulevard a reality.
And if you want to find out about any of that, you can always text the keyword Seger, S-E-G-E-R, to 248-398-9279. We'll send you all the info right to your phone.
And if you want to see what Aaron carries around in that bag, just text us sweat sock.
It is not a sweat sock, for Pete's sake.
It is.